Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
This looks to be in some pain on his left wrist. They got a trainer out there now. He jammed his finger or something else. But the three-point lead there in favor of Nolan.
Jacob Dannenberg has a 2-1 lead, and that guy being interviewed to your left might as well be on all of our networks at the same time.
He's
that guy's voice
up.
Carries as well as anybody I've ever heard.
Yeah. He's definitely fired up. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Want to pick up Dannenberg while we wait to see what happens with Mr. Eichhoff.
Yeah, Dannenberg, Jacob from Mineral Point, he's leading 2-1. 20 seconds to go. That match is in the second period. We'll stay there until we see what happens with Eichhoff. Now they got the doctor out there. And that's 11 seconds on Dannenberg's match. They go off the edge of the mat. Jacob Dannenberg is facing Luke Hart, a senior from Johnson Creek. They're going to wrestle these last few seconds on their feet. All right, we're going to go into this third period. 2-1 lead for Jacob Dannenberg, and it looks like Nolan Waldner's match with Bryce Eichhoff is ready to go. Eichhoff will be on the bottom with 1 second. He's struggling to put pressure on his hand, though, to even get down in the referee position.
Nolan Olin. There are so many O's in that Baraboo lineup. The two wrestlers here are Oberg and Owen. But Owen's first name is not Olin. Nolan Owen has a 9-4 lead, and he's en route to a victory, and he'll be in the fifth place match a bit later on for Baraboo. That team has performed well here at State. Oberg and Owen.
Nolan Waldner gets started. He gives up the escape, so they're back on their feet, wrestling for takedown. 3-1 lead for Waldner. Meanwhile, Jacob Dannenberg is still in a 2-1 lead there. These guys are wrestling right next to each other. Match 7 and 8. Waldner doing a good job of it. Looks like he's got an underhook working that side. He's forcing Eichhoff off the edge of the mat. Then Eisensee, an official out there we've seen for a long, long time. Referee in this match. It's a shot attempt for Waldner, but Eichhoff was able to back out. Eichhoff takes the shot. Waldner blocks it. Trying to lock up his front headlock. Eichhoff was able to come to his feet. He dives down in for a low single, but Waldner's trying to block that. Blocking the head and trying to turn the corner, reaches for the ankle, and he's able to come around the corner.
Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point is hanging on to a 2-1 lead and now has scored an escape and a takedown in the last 10 seconds to pad that lead. It's now 5-1. And we're down to 15 seconds left in the match. Nice job for Dannenberg. That was a close match throughout against parts of Johnson Creek. But Jacob Dannenberg joined to prevail, and he will place here at State on the heels of a 5-1 victory here in the consolation round.
Meanwhile, Nolan has increased his lead 9-3, and we got injury time again. Clearly, Eichhoff is in some pain there on that wrist. How about Eston? We have to apologize. We have a guy next to me, right next to me, being interviewed by a Boston radio station. Pete Fenwick is his name. He's with the radio or the TV crew.
He is an exciting fellow, but he doesn't need a microphone.
No.
You could hear him without the phone line all the way back to southwestern Wisconsin.
And we've had all the other radio stations, Lois looking up. Who in the world is talking so loud?
We always hope the other radio stations look up to us.
Yeah.
Not at this particular time.
Oh, boy. All right. Nolan's ready to go again. 9-2 lead, 29 seconds to go in the second period. And I'm certainly not going to talk louder than Teague. Then the escape there for Eichhoff. Nolan's in a good position to score another takedown as he's got a high crotch single leg trying to take Eichhoff right to his back, and he
nicely done.
Gets the takedown and maybe get a pin here before the time runs out. Down to about 5 seconds. He's going to get near fall. Probably not the pin. But the near fall is going to come with a 4-point, not quite a tech fall yet, though. Could make it 16-3. So a great match going here for Wallner. Wrestling successfully. There you go, the third period on her feet.
And that's the way you pick a guy up and put him down to the mat.
Yep.
Like he was putting a baby into a cradle.
Did a nice job there returning Eichhoff to the mat. Yeah, always fun. Wallner looking good in this match here. Up 13. And there he's check balled him with another takedown, 19-3. Wallner all excited, knows he's going to get a place, going to get into the fifth place match here later on for him. Congratulations, 19-3 victory.
Last year he bowed out in this round and wasn't quite able to play, but he will this year. We'll take a break in a moment. In fact, we'll take one right now and be back here in a moment. From the Kohl Center in Madison, this is State Tournament Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
I'll be. That's one talented rooster.
Nope. Just ready for fall fun at Chicken Ridge Farm. You heard him. Chicken Ridge Farm is opening for the fall season in September of 2025. Bring the whole family for fresh air, farm fun, and memories that'll last a lifetime. Chicken Ridge Farms thanks everyone for a great year and looks forward to seeing you this year. Check Facebook for the latest updates and don't miss out. Chicken Ridge Farms wishes all the area student athletes the best.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
Quartz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
At the completion of this round of consolation matches, the fifth place matches will begin, and the third place matches involving wrestlers who made it to the semifinals last night but were defeated, those matches for third will be wrestled concurrently with those for fifth. Speaking of wrestling over there on mat number four, I guess Emily Heisner of Mineral Point's on mat three, isn't she?
Actually, she's actually already started her match. They're into the second period. So
okay.
Before that must got done pretty quick. But we are a 3-1 lead for Ariana Weber from Westfield. And she's leading this match over Emily Heisner. Emily does come to her feet here. Nice job. Looking to score a reversal here.
In the program, for some reason, the last couple of years, any wrestler making it here from Westfield area school has their name capitalized. Last year it was Grosskreutz with the boys. This year it's Weber with the girls. And the program is all in capital letters, the only one on the entire page that has that listing, but it's from the same school 2 years in a row.
Yep. And the Heisner gets the escape instead of the reversal because they stopped it for potentially dangerous. So now they're on their feet. There's a slide by for Weber. A nice takedown for her. She adds to her lead there 6-2 now.
Just
underway
on number 6
for Boston. Blood time there for Heisman. Mental point. Nearing the end of this round here, folks, where some of the girls, they're up to 185, 235. Of course, they have two less weight classes than the boys. Boys were 165, 175. Won't be long, and we'll be into the placement matches for third and fifth place. Of course, tonight at 5:30 is the finals. If you're not able to come down and watch it, certainly join us on the air. We'll be on the air for the finals tonight. Always an enjoyable time. Sounds like Heston Spears just got beat.
Yeah. Got pinned right at the end of the period, I believe.
Yeah, Freedom, I know, is down the side of the net. He lost. Still working on Emily Heisner from the Mineral Point. She's got a little blood on her elbow. They're taking care of
earlier in this round for the girls, Chloe LaRue of Cuba City Benton Southwestern won her match. She'll be wrestling for fifth place for that program. And we have Delia Collins of Mineral Point going for a state championship tonight, the girls' division, where North Crawford Seneca's Frankie Groom will wrestle for third place. Groom's opponent is one of the Hutter sisters from Adams Friendship. The other one is in the finals. So it's been a good tournament for them as well.
Not a lot of guys.
Is he on our station? Or
he might be. Guys down in front of us, I think they're annoyed too.
I see a wrestler from Abbotsford Colby down there. His name is Hoppy. We talked about him last night. I didn't realize his name is on the back of his singlet vertically.
Oh.
The Riverdale wrestlers have their names around the waist on their singlets, which is kind of nice, especially when you're close enough to read the names. I haven't seen one vertically. If his name was, you know, Van Savage, for example,
yeah. It'd be all over.
Or Kaczynski, or some of the names we've seen here at the state tournament might not fit.
Well, Emily's back on the mat there. She gets the escape. We're down to 40 seconds to go. So it is a 6-3 lead now for Weber as Eichner is looking for a takedown here. 30 seconds to go in the second period. Both girls working hard in the center there. These two girls both got a head of hair on them, and they don't have to wear hairnets anymore. Neither boys or girls have to. There's another takedown for Weber. She's pretty tough on her feet there. She's a tall girl. Gets up to a 9-3 lead there for Weber from Westfield. Another escape for Eisner. Right at the end of the period here, so it's a 5-point lead for Weber going into the third period. Weber's going to take the bottom position. Off the whistle, right up to her feet. Eisner is able to take her back to the mat.
I'll tell you what, one of the best.
Good mat return there. Now she's trying to slip in that half Nelson, trying to flatten out Weber there. Really working hard for that half Nelson. Now we're going to have a stoppage for potentially dangerous. 1:37 to go in the match. They get set here. Off the whistle. Another stand-up attempt for Weber. Good breakdown for Eisner, but Weber is able to step over and gets the reversal. Weber's up to an 8-point lead now. 12-4, 1:20 to go in the match.
Oh, man, everyone jokes to be that 5 days, like a class.
Now she's trying to, Eisner is doing a good job trying to come up for a reversal. She is able to face her, but now Weber's got a good move there. She turks her over, got the leg in, getting near fall, under a minute to go. 8-point lead plus the near fall coming yet. Yeah, tough loss for the sophomore from Mineral Point. Uh-oh, I shouldn't have said loss that quick. She ends up getting a reversal, almost had Weber on her back, but Weber's able to roll through. It is a 10-point lead for Weber, although we're down to 30 seconds, so Emily's got to really pick it up here. Try to get a good pinning combination. She's working across face now. Trying to flip that half Nelson, and you can certainly see she wants to get the half Nelson. But Weber just clamped down on her arm. Now she's letting her come up, try to get a throw. She loses her balance and ends up giving up in the reverse. So 5 seconds to go, 12-point lead for Weber. It's going to be a final 18-6 in favor of Arianna Weber from Westfield.
Actually added some near fall points there at the end.
Oh, yeah.
So a tech fall for Weber. Actual score is 22-6. But Emily Heisner, nice season. She is a sophomore, I believe.
Correct.
And look for good things from her in the future. Falls just one match shy of placing at the state tournament. She will now become a cheerleader for a teammate, Delia Collins, who will wrestle for a state title this evening here at what will be a reconfigured floor situation for the state finals.
So I see Sawyer Swiggum's on check on match 7. That current match is in period 2.
Well, why don't we take a break? When we come back, we'll focus on the junior from North Crawford Seneca, Sawyer Swiggum, as our coverage continues. This is State Tournament Saturday on WRCO Sports.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Did you know you can buy used rental equipment at All American Do It Center? That's right. As we keep our rental inventory fresh for our customers, it's time to sell used rental equipment and tools. Our inventory includes skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air and power tools, and so much more. Visit our website and find rental equipment for sale or stop in the rental department at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled before spring. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Well, two more wrestlers from the Wisconsin Dells sectional have picked up victories and will place here at state. Owen Dorshorst of Lodi at 150 pounds wins his match. He'll go for fifth place for the Blue Devils. And Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien also posted a win. So even though Mason Hurd of the Blackhawks fell just short in his match against Nathan Johnson of Dodgeville, Lenzendorf was the winner and will place for Prairie du Chien, a program that has two wrestlers in the state finals tonight. Blake Thierry at 215 pounds and Jack Simmons at 285. Not sure if you heard the report this morning, David, but the SWAL, Southwest Wisconsin Activities League, in our immediate area with teams that we focus on all year long, has three of the top five in the team scoring, unofficial team scoring, of course, in Division III. Iowa Grand Highland was first, Mineral Point fourth, and Riverdale 1 point behind Mineral Point in fifth. In fact, those three teams are in the top seven in the entire tournament. So what a tourney it's been from our particular area, and those schools have a bunch of guys going for state titles tonight as well.
I agree. I mean, I was kind of breezed through our championship matches before we started this round, and we have got a lot of local guys to keep an eye on that we see, you know, really throughout the entire season. And fun to watch good local talent that really talk and brag about wrestling in South Central Wisconsin. I mean, it's going to show up tonight.
In addition, a number of other wrestlers will earn placement medals based on victories here in this particular round. They include Ethan Hady of Richland Center, Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Western, just moments ago picked up that win. Brock Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland, the pair from Dodgeville, Rex Burley and Nathan Johnson. Liam Carey will be a medalist. He won his match, will wrestle for fifth place. Bryce Lenzendorf, we talked about. So it's been a good round. Espen Swears was defeated moments ago, but hopefully Sawyer Swigum, whose match will start in just a few seconds down there on mat number seven, will join those and be able to place along with Frankie Groom of the North Crawford Seneca girls team here at the state tournament.
As they get set down there, they're working their way to the table to check in. Bill mentioned they are going to be on mat seven.
You know, I mean, obviously they get
their leg bands on. Sawyer will be green on the scoreboard. Get started here. Guys wrestling for takedowns here on their feet.
Sawyer Swift. And from Crandon,
Saluki Crandon. That's his opponent here in this match. They're just a junior for the program. Oh, nice. Nice takedown here attempt. He's down on a single leg. Let's get a fifth under him. Good duck under to it. Don't go for that. Then bluff the mat. All that work and bluff the mat and not get a point. That's right. Going to call him out finally. But with the rules these days, there's a lot of wrestling off the edge of the outside of this. We got to continue to work for those takedowns. Like the girls are done, so we're on sixth match now with the boys. And at the end of the period, it is 0-0. Swigum is the number 8 seeded wrestler. Olufsky from Crandon is the number 6 seeded wrestler in Division 3, 215. And it starts the second period here. Swigum will be down.
We have a lot of fun at this time.
Good tight waist right there for Olufsky.
Yeah, and I just want to make hope you guys can have it. I appreciate the height of Harrison's
figure
as hard, but
now Swingham's trying to keep his base. He's got to try to come up to his feet. Tripod's up. Now he gets that hand control. He's got to break that hand. And a good return there by Palucci. In the edge of the mat now, both wrestlers. Same position here, no score on the board. Just over a minute to go. Now they're going to go out of bounds. I have to reset here with 1:18 on the clock. Blair continues to be down. He gets set as Kalupke will cover. Good tripod up for Sligum. Trying to run away, trying to break those hands. Ends up going back to the mat on his hands and knees. He was getting away there. He tried to run away from Kalupke, but Kalupke dropped down to the leg. And now we got a warning against Kalupke for stalling. Sligum works his way back. He'll get set. 0-0, under a minute to go now in the second period.
We came all guns to play, man. You got
I guess you did.
And the guns have been blazing ever since.
Yeah. Liam almost had a reversal. Works back to his feet. Finally gets that escape that he's been working so hard from. Picked up the pace there a little bit. Now he's on his feet with a 1-0 lead. It's Sligum from North South of Seneca. Now he's got to look for a takedown here as he's working that overhook. Head buried in the shoulder of his opponent, Pablisi. He's controlling the center of the circle. 10 seconds still in the second period. There's the attempt for a takedown. And the attempt was from Pablisi, but Sligum ends up coming across and covering and gets the takedown. So he's going to go up 4-0 now. So what a wrestler there at the end of the period to keep that score there in his favor instead of giving up the takedown. He comes away with a takedown.
Looking forward to watching this young man wrestle next year as well. They have a good freshman by the name of Gavin Wilkins. It was a sectional qualifier. Nice wrestler. Good program. Frankie Groom returns along with a couple of the other girls from the program. They'll miss Jaron Grimsled and Thomas Frosty, who qualified for the sectional. A couple of seniors that will be out of the program. But Swigum and Wilkins will lead the way next year.
In the third period, and Sawyer's on top. Third of the period on top, so he's in control. Now he's looking for a pinning combination. Doing a little snowplow there, lifting that ankle, trying to flatten him out. Now he's riding power half. Yeah, here comes the warning against Pablisi for stalling. So a point is added on to Sligum's score there. He goes up now 5-0. So he's got that arm bar behind the back as Pablisi works his way to his feet. Clears the hip. Now he's in a double underhook. Able to back out of Sligum. 1 point escape for Pablisi. Guys on their feet now, wrestling for takedown. By 4 point lead, 30 seconds to go. Two juniors out there going at it here. Sawyer Sligum is going to get another point. I'm sorry, he's been warned now. He's green. He's been warned for stalling, for blocking. There's the overhook attempt from Pablisi. You know he's looking to set up a throw. If he does, he does get the takedown. He gets the takedown. No near fall for Pablisi because they did make contact with the camera crews down there. So that's an automatic out of bounds. 6 seconds on the clock. Sligum does maintain a 1 point lead. Now the free escape, so a 2 point lead. Sligum's just got to stay out of that throw for a few seconds. It looks like he's going to do it. It's going to be a 6-4 victory for Sawyer Sligum of North Office Seneca. So he will wrestle later on for fifth place.
Congratulations to him. Another couple of wrestlers from our area. Nolan Wolf of Lancaster was defeated So he'll be knocked out of the tournament. However, Ross Prist of Darlington Blackhawks just moments ago scored a pin in 2 minutes and 13 seconds. The tournament continues for Ross Prist, whose teammate Owen Sefru goes for a state championship tonight. Well, we are pretty much done with this particular round as far as area wrestlers go. We do have Wolf from Fenimore coming up at 285 pounds. Dalton Wolf, he is on deck on mat number 5. The match that's been rolling right along, but right now is on an injury time. So. Earlier when I was reading the list of winners from the area in this particular round, I omitted Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point. Want to give him credit. Also, along with his teammate Liam Carey, both posted wins in this round. They will both place here at state, both underclassmen, Carey a freshman, Dannenberg a sophomore. And Mineral Point will have two wrestlers going for state titles tonight. Cade Rule, a defending state champion, and Rowan Carey, a three-time state runner-up. He's the top seed this year, and boy, nobody wants it. I don't know if anybody wants it more than I do for him, if him himself.
Yeah.
So we wish the best for Rowan Carey tonight. He's been to the state final three times and come up short. Wrestling more than 18 minutes, lengthy matches each time, and one was overtime. I think we just had a pin on mat number 5, which will open things up for Dalton Wolf of Fenimore. I believe we'll be wrestling there. We will break at noon for the news and then come back, and the fifth place matches will have moved along fairly quickly, and I think third place matches go at the same time, right, David?
Correct, yeah. Yep.
So we'll probably be halfway through with that round when we get back following our break for news on the noon hour. Wait for this match to load. And this, David, is a couple wrestlers from our area, Dalton Wolf of Fenimore, and even though Neillsville Greenwood Loyal is not from our area, Jackson Meyer, who is the opponent for Dalton Wolf, came of the Wisconsin Dells sectional and actually the regional as well this year at Richland Center. So these two guys have seen each other, so have at it.
All right. Well, they're started here. They're 15 seconds from the match with no score. Dalton Wolf, senior, 37-15. Bill mentioned from Fenimore, and Jackson Meyer, a sophomore, 44-13 from Neillsville Greenwood Loyal. These guys are on their feet. Good collar guys. They're sizing each other up. 25 seconds to go. There's a good underhook to a body lock for Meyer. Looks like got the overhook trying to block that, but Meyer is trying to crawl up on that body lock, drop to a single leg and make a lot of bounds. Warning early in the match here against Wolf with Sullivan. Back on their feet, just a couple seconds to end this period. So at the end of the period, it is 0-0. At 7, it's got Will Flotmeyer. Or Floatmeyer, excuse me, from Aquinas, Willie Graham from Stanley Boyd. Bill hasn't made a comment about that match. Billy Graham.
Did you want me to crusade for Willie Graham?
Yeah. Wrestling against the Catholic school out of La Crosse. We're in early second period here. So 1 point escape is going to be given to Meyer as Wolf lets him go on the free escape. So 1-0 lead for Meyer, and he's right back to that body lock, and a deep underhook. And Wolf is blocking that. He's got the overhook. Heads out of position to be able to get the leg. There's just muscle there as Wolf just collars over. Meyer takes him to his back. looking for a pin here. He's got the pin. Yes, he does. A pin in 1 minute and 48 seconds for Dalton Wolf of Fenimore. Well, Fenimore in this round had a lightweight at 106 pounds and a heavyweight at 285. They both won. So they will place Carson Bassett earlier, Dalton Wolf now, and then tonight, they better not be wrestling tomorrow. Siler Zantsevich is in the third place match, and Tristan Stelt goes for another state title. The only wrestler from Fenimore that made it here that will not place is actually a four-time state qualifier, senior Nathan Blaschke, who bowed out last night.
Jump over to match seven. We'll finish up here with Slotmeyer. Slotmeyer from Aquinas. He's currently down 1-0. We are into the third period. 25 seconds to go. And he's on the bottom here as Graham was looking to lock up the cradle, but gives up on that. Goes back. Goes to pretty standard ride here. Trying to ride out the last 2 seconds. We're down to about 10 seconds now. Slotmeyer is just having a hard time even keeping his base here. Graham is able to flatten him out every time he comes up to his knee. And there is the final. It will be a 1-0 decision in favor of Willie Graham from Stanley Boyd as he defeats Will Slotmeyer from Aquinas.
You know, this round started with a matchup between Will and William, and it ends between Will and Willie. How about that? Well, I think we'll take a break. When we come back, those placement matches will be underway. We'll break, hear from some of our sponsors, come right back to the Kohl Center. Session number 4 has completed its round of consolation matches. The placement matches for 5th are now set, and 3rd place matches along with those for 5th will start momentarily. This is State Tournament Saturday on WRCO Sports.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and 3 loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the 2 most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
Well, it didn't happen, David. I said this round would be over. There were a couple of matches involving Division I and 285-pounders.
Overtime!
And one is going into overtime. But we have not talked about the third-place matches, so why don't we take a look and see what we have coming up. These are the wrestlers that made it into the state semifinals last night. Fell short of the championship matches.
they will wrestle to third. Up until this year, you had a chance after losing earlier in the tournament to wrestle all the way back to third, but that has now changed. Third place match comes from the semifinal losers. And in Division One at 106, there is scheduled to be an interesting match between two wrestlers from our extended area. Braden Hale Toomey of Reedsburg, a freshman, and Keegan Moore, a junior from West Salem, Bangor. And David, I thought you hinted to me earlier that that match will not take place.
Yeah, Hale Toomey is going to get the victory by medical forfeit.
So Keegan Moore of West Salem, Bangor will not wrestle?
Correct.
That is unfortunate. We wish the best for that young man. We are not aware of what the medical issue might be, but Keegan Moore of West Salem, Bangor will not wrestle. His great-grandma, Marilyn Moore, lives in the Richland Center area, and we were looking forward to calling Keegan's match here this afternoon. But I'll tell you what, coming to state, picking up his 50th victory of the season while he was here, and placing at state, he will finish fourth for West Salem Bangor. Keegan Moore, his family in the Richland Center area, and congratulations to him and to them. And Braden Hale Toomey, a freshman from Reedsburg, will take third place, Division One at 106 pounds. Also in Division One, Devin Lietzau of Sparta, a senior, will be wrestling at 132 pounds for third place. Sam Zanton of Middleton, one of three wrestlers here for the Cardinals, and we drove past their alma mater last night on the way to the hotel. Sam Zanton wrestles for third place at 157 pounds. Eli Meyer of Mount Horeb-Barneville will be into third place at 165 in Division One. Jaden DeLau of La Crosse Logan Central wrestles for third at 190. And the lone wrestler here from Stoughton, Gatlin Empey, made it all the way to the semifinals before losing a one-point match last night. He lost 12-11 to Aiden Grolke of Hartford Union. Coach Corey McCauley was bringing Grolke along, and he'll be on the championship mat tonight, 215 pounds. Well, Grolke will. I'm not sure about McCauley, but he'll probably be seated, or at least probably should be, throughout that match. Wishing him the best. Hartford has had a good tournament, brought in a handful of wrestlers, and Coach McCauley and one of his assistants, also from Richland Center, Caleb Coleman, helping out with that program. And they must be pleased with the way things have gone here at state tournament for Hartford Union High School. Some of the third place matches from our area that we will focus on here this afternoon. Memphis Burkhalter of Mineral Point wrestles for third at 106 pounds. Third place at, I'm looking hard for third place matches, and I'm not able to find too many of our wrestlers. That's because they all won last
year. Yeah, we got a pile in the championship.
Sawyer Ostrom of Nakusa Assumption Port Edwards wrestles for third at 132 pounds. Roger Fleege of Aquinas at 132 in Division Three. Tyler Zansavich of Fenimore is in the third place match at 150 pounds. Trevor Paulson of Aquinas, Division III at 150. Landon Heitmeyer of Portage in a third place match at 175. Seth Greeno of DeSoto wrestles for third. Hayden Gillen of Mauston Nakusa would have wrestled for third, but he's another wrestler that won't wrestle because of medical reasons. Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grant Highland is in a third-place match. Tyson Martin of Aquinas, there's another one that won't wrestle after being injured last night, or we assume he won't wrestle. We haven't heard officially.
That one I don't know.
Yeah. And how about for the girls? I'm glad you asked that question.
How about the girls?
Who's wrestling for third place? How about Kylie Klum of Westby at 107 pounds for the girls? There are some former state champs who are in the third place matches for the girls. So a disappointment for them, including a three-time champ, Haley Krieger of New London, who will not become a four-timer. We'll talk about that later today. Third place match at 132 features Frankie Groom of North Crawford Seneca and Lydia Hutter of Adams Friendship. Althea Ekdahl of Monroe wrestles for third at 138 pounds, where Caitlin Nobish of Black River Falls is in the third place match at 145. One of the Vaughn sisters, Brinley, wrestles for third at 152, and the other one is in the third place match at 165. Lainey Vaughn, they are both from Wautoma Wild Rose. That completes that. I'm hearing music, David. That means are they taking a break now before they start the placement matches?
All the girls are starting.
Apparently not. Okay. So who do we have lined up? I see Rex Lancaster of Holman on mat 2. Carson Bassett of Fenimore is ready for another one on mat 6. Memphis Burkhalter, we haven't heard of him for a while. How about picking up on that one? Mat 7, he goes against a wrestler from Marrowood that Kirk Layer has been talking about. Marrowood. Marathon. It's Underwood from Marathon. That's it.
All right, we are on mat 7. This is Division 3, 106.
On
that
number 7.
So third place, Memphis Burkhalter, Bill Manson, and Taylor Underwood. And the first takedown goes to Underwood as he takes the early lead 25 seconds into the match. 3-0 over the freshman from Mineral Point.
Taylor Underwood is the son, one of two sons here at the state tournament that have qualified, of the son of four-time state champion Craig Underwood from Athens. And Craig is now coaching the marathon program.
Taylor Underwood has got an arm bar there and looking for a near fall, but Memphis is doing a good job fighting to his stomach, staying down flat. And we're going to have the end of the period there with a 3-0 lead for Taylor Underwood.
We experienced disappointment last night. Stopped for pizza on the way back, and I was going to get a Memphis chicken barbecue pizza, and they were out of it. I even thought of Memphis Burkhalter as I attempted to place the order. And such disappointment.
I suppose maybe a lot of Mineral Point people went there for lunch.
That? Oh, I'll blame it on them.
We'll start the second period, and Memphis will be in the top position. Down by 3. Both freshmen out here, similar records. Memphis is a freshman, 42-12. And Underwood, a freshman, 45-5. Memphis releases him, gives up the escape. Now Underwood will go up 4-0. There's the takedown attempt by Underwood. Memphis is able to block it. Stuck under, slides through as Underwood. Memphis keeps up his feet going. But boy, right into another takedown attempt is Underwood, but they do well in bounds. Yeah, Underwood, he's a quick freshman down there. On his feet, one move to another. If he gets the first takedown, he goes right to the second takedown. Now there's another attempt. And he's going to get this one, though, with a 3-point takedown. Now going to go up 7-0, under a minute to go, second period.
Score check on Carson Bassett, freshman from Fenimore. He is scoreless in another bout with Owen Dorshorst of Lodi. They, of course, met up at the sectional. Scoreless between Bassett and Dorshorst. That is second period action, 106 Division II.
And they're under 40 seconds to go in the second period. Burkhalter and Underwood. And a warning now has been given to Underwood. Riding parallel. Got to get off to the side. You got to run a pinning combination. And he's riding parallel. Right back to that tight waist with an arm bar is Underwood getting near fall now. Memphis is trying to keep those shoulders up off the mat, doing a good job of it right now, but he has given up, it looks like, at least 2 near fall. 15 seconds to go in this period. Fights back to his stomach. Same penny combination held there. Arm bar, he's got the wrist underneath. And so fighting through that, the clock is going to run out of time. going to be a two-point near fall. Gets him up to 9-0 for Taylor Underwood from Marathon.
Here's a match for you if you'd care to switch over to it. It's Xander Mueller of Brilliant against Will Obermueller of Glenwood City.
That was almost over. Mueller and Obermueller.
Yeah, the match is almost over.
Bill likes to look for those things. He had a Brats and Cooks match.
Yes, we cooked Brats last night.
We almost had a Simpson versus Simpson match.
We had Adam Haas competing here in the state tournament. He'll wrestle for third tonight.
They don't know that he's got a chance. As Underwood has gotten three more added to his score, he's leading now 12-0. Just over a minute to go in this match. The freshman from Marathon is in control of the freshman from Mineral Point. Tough freshman from Mineral Point, though. I mean, he's got a place here. He's got well, 3 years ahead of him, a good young wrestler for the Pointers. Got a tough match here. He's fighting through. He's down to 45 seconds to go. We'll return back to center to go off the mat. The final, as you can hear somewhere, we'll get those as soon as we can. Down to 35 seconds, still a 12-0 lead for Underwood. And a ride this out. Sounds like Mueller beat over Mueller. Final 15 seconds here in the third place match for Memphis Burkhalter. Unfortunately, down by 12. Well, he is going to get a point as the warning's been called against Underwood. Maybe be a 12-1 with 9 seconds here as they reset. Quickly, Burkhalter gets to his feet, but he's taken right back to the mat. The final will be 12-1 in favor of Taylor Underwood from Marathon.
You heard the announcement in the background. Carson Bassett of Fenimore wins the fifth place match. Well, I'll tell you what, Owen Dorshorst of Lodi fighting to the end for reversal. Boy, he fought and fought and fought and fought. Of course, the Lodi coaches thought he had it, but it wasn't awarded. And Carson Bassett wound up a 4-3 winner over Owen Dorshorst of Lodi. And the Lodi coaches are still conversing with the officials. We are closing in on the news at noon. We will be breaking for that. Want to take a quick look around, David, and see if we can update on anything else involving people from our listening area. Rex Lancaster of Coleman is, I think that match is over. 1-0. It is now. Hanging for a win is Lubinsky of West Bend West. 1-0. That's Division One at 106. Rex Lancaster of Coleman will place six there.
Kylie Plum from Westby, she was just defeated by a pin. She was pinned in 47 seconds. She was defeated by Thomas from Badger. Did not get her first name, though.
Alexa.
Alexa, there you go.
Well, how'd you like to have that name in today's world?
Yeah.
Anytime you call your daughter or your wife or whatever that has the name Alexa, somebody else talks to you.
Yeah, that's a computer idea. Other than that, we've got Hades on deck, though, here on mat six. We just maybe get that in before the news.
Well, if we get it started, maybe they'll let us go with it, and Joanne will be gracious and push back the start of the news at noon. But we'll keep an eye on that. Ethan Hady on deck on mat six, you said?
Mat six. That current match is just starting the second period.
And Ethan's opponent will be Noah Walker of Ellsworth, a young man that was added to the tournament when one of the sectional qualifiers for state was unable to participate. And Walker will place here, going up against Ethan Haney in the fifth place match. Also on deck, Liam Carey, a freshman from Mineral Point. He'll go against Sheard of Aquinas. I'm not sure if we have any other ones. We don't need any other ones. Yeah. We have Ethan Haney on deck.
Yeah.
Have team scores changed at all since we started? Of course, Riverdale hasn't been able to climb because none of their wrestlers go until tonight.
No, overall, Kahana is still leading with 84. Our Grand Highland in second with 73.5. So, scroll down here. Mineral Point tied for fifth with 63. And Riverdale is tied for 10th with 54. So, very well represented there locally for all of our teams.
And Kahana, the top team in Division One and overall right now, of course, is coached by Jeff Matzak, who's married to a young lady from Richland Center, former state champion in track, Kim Tiller. That's the connection there. There was a time when Kahana, and I'm sure the connection with coach and wife had something to do with it, participated in the Richland Invitational. But that's quite a trip in December, coming down from Kahana, at least 3 hours away.
Any matches we can cover here? There's nothing.
Well, why don't we? I think we should break, David. We'll take a break, see what the instruction is from the studio. If we don't give you Ethan's match live, we'll record it and play it back for you.
Yep.
Let's do that. We'll take a break, make way for the news at noon, as Ethan is still at least a couple of minutes away, and then we're pushing the noon hour. We'll be back following the news at noon with live coverage. And we'll play that Ethan Haney match for you when we come back. All right. We'll take a break now. Be back at the first opportunity. For David Wehrman, I'm Bill Twining. Hope you're enjoying our coverage. This is State Tournament Saturday on WRCO Sports.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hello friends, Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two stage. Plus we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt and Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Well, David, we were overruled. We're back at the Cole Center, and we don't mind bringing you Ethan Haney's match live. And the news department has graciously conceded that, and we will, I think we arm wrestled over the phone is what happened there.
Injury default.
Ethan Haney of Richland Center, senior.
is wrestling for fifth place for the Richland Center Hornets. And what map is that? Number six. That will be map six. Yeah, we're still 28 seconds to go, and the match is currently out there.
Yeah, but the match is 10-9. Could very well go into overtime.
Yeah. Maybe Rukov, he's doing that match. He don't want to work overtime.
We have some other friends down there in the officiating crew. We see Mark Farrell.
Glad to see Mark back out there, because Thursday night he took a shot that he didn't finish the night out. I seen him walking around the street clothes. He got run into by wrestling off on another mat there. Glad to see him back out there. But
tell you what, officials take a beating sometimes. Gail Princzynski, who's officiating here, was actually knocked out at the Cheesehead one year. Had to bring him back with smelling salt.
Yeah.
All right, that's 10-9.